The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses. Our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment. Plus these great sponsors, Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Sense Seed and Services, and the Britt Bar and Grill. Now here's Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor.
All right, thanks very much as we get started here with Riding Dirty here on Mix 107.3. And am I hot? Am I cold? Or what's going on? We're good? Excellent. All right, okay, because we've been having all kinds of fun stuff, things happening with the board over here. You are number one. He's number two. I'm number
Who's
three.
Who's that?
By the way, we've got
Who's number one?
We got Chris Mad Dog, who was here, who's number
Hello,
one.
Jack.
There you go.
And there we go.
We've got, what's his name? Yeah, Hiscock's over there. Yeah, yeah. That's been a week, man.
I hear you.
Busy time at the track as well, too. You guys had a lot of things that were going on there, and it was really kind of exciting to see what the situation was. Kind of give us an idea of what we saw out there last week.
How about we tell you what you missed?
Yeah,
you
please.
Probably missed some of the best racing I have seen in a long time, especially in the Outlaw Hobby Stocks.
Was the greatest Woo! Race I've seen.
People, if you weren't
ever.
There, you missed out. Too bad.
They were coming down the back straightaway for the checkered flag. Mr. Munson, the $25 sign, was in fourth place, probably about a car length behind third place. The second place car, I believe it was second place car, blew a water line. Smoke come flying out of there. That guy did not get off the gas at all. He says, I'm going for that checkered flag. He was in second place battling for first. Munson said in his interview, he says, I seen smoke coming out of the second place car. He says, I didn't know what to do, so I went up to the high side. And that car just stuck in there, and he won that
Coming
race.
Coming down the front stretch.
By 11/1000ths of a second. And then second and third place was 11/1000ths of a second. So all three cars were like inches apart from each other at the checker flag. It was a race. And that's the way the whole race
yep.
went. Just
and that set up the rest of the whole night. Is just
yeah, the whole night was
awesome.
That way. Very good racing.
And it's getting better. I mean, it seems to be almost every week there's something new or crazy happening.
The track is fantastic. I mean, there was no ruts, no bouncing. It was nice and smooth track from what you could see from the grandstand. The drivers may tell you something different, but from the grandstand area, that track was nice and smooth, and it was a very good track last week. Hats off to Darren and his crew. They did a fantastic job.
So, yeah, we're just rubbing into you people that decided, well, I don't know if I want to go this week. Well, so, meh, you missed out on some great races. So that means come next, tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, the Hobo Hustle, stock cars.
Stock cars, yeah.
I was
going to
say.
Now we're
going to
really have some.
That's the one thing I wanted to talk about with stock cars, because the stock cars, from what I was hearing from certain sources, were absolutely going after each other, and there was a lot of paint scraping going on in that racing level, as I understood it.
Yeah, there was some bumping and grinding going on. There's a couple of times that a couple guys kind of just lost it on their own. At that point in time, it was getting just a little bit dry, but not real bad. There was still a high side groove. There was still a low side groove, but you got in that middle area
it was gone, wasn't very great. So.
But no, it was good racing throughout the whole night. I mean, I haven't seen better racing since Boone, last time I was down at Boone for the Super Nationals.
Huh. And we've got the Hobo Hustle coming up with these stock cars that are going to be coming back in here again. I understand we've got a full, basically almost a full load of cars that may be coming in for this one because the payout is so high.
Yeah, the payout is very good. I mean, your third place still pays $1,000. So, I mean, it's $2,000 to win in the stock cars.
$200 just to be in it.
Yeah,
you
$200
automatically get $200 no matter what position. You know, if you end up the last car, you still get $200.
Yeah, just to make the big show, it's $200. But it's $2,000 to win, $1,250 I believe was second, and $1,000 for third. So those guys are going to be battling for the top three spots.
All right, we're going to find out more about this. We're going to talk to a couple of racers here as well, too, as you're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW B1031, as well as worldwide on KIW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Storm damage, leaky roof, broken slide out? Don't wait at a shop. Swearingen Outdoor Services in Forest City brings expert mobile RV repair to you. Whether you're on the road or stuck at the campground, they can fix it fast. Emergency services, insurance claims, they can help with that too. Swearingen Outdoor Services, fast, mobile, reliable. Swearingen Outdoor Services will get you back to relaxing at the campground. Call 641-590-5117.
Sense Seed and Services in Britt, your local pioneer team, is with you from the word go. With industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials, when it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Sense Seed and Services in Britt invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515-689-0503.
Still can't figure out how he does that on the violin. It's amazing.
Yay, Mel brought some new music.
I love Mel's choices of music.
Mel is just amazing. I there's no other way to put it. Nick Meyer runs the modified class. He stays pretty much with the Hancock County and Algona tracks. The modified division hasn't changed over the years, but we are seeing less and less of those cars out there, which is kind of disturbing. Anyway, Meyer stated that while the car style hasn't changed much, other aspects have.
Mostly it's just the technology that's being put into these cars and brought into these cars. You know, when I very first got into modifieds, it was, they were just getting away from scaling cars. It started going to all load sticking and load numbers and stuff like that. So it was a learning curve there on what that even meant and how to achieve what you're trying to get out of the car as far as load numbers and stuff like that. And
he explained also that the setup becomes one of the most crucial aspects when it comes to dirt track racing.
I always kind of thought, like, well, we're racing on dirt. It's not that consistent. So if we're off a quarter inch or a half inch here or a few pounds here or there, no big deal. But now these cars are getting so reliant on setup. You know, you make one minor adjustment and it could send the car, you know, completely in the wrong direction, or it could make the car really, really good.
Now, one of the modern day transitions has to do with the power of the cars.
Yeah, the power has been, you know, taken away from the cars with the crate motor, and, you know, the big open motor days are probably long gone. They, in the IMCA world and the local racing around here anyways, you know, you still have your open motors in Mason City and Fort Dodge, Webster City, the USRA tracks, Fairmont, and those tracks, but the IMCA world is, it's kind of a limited, they've opened up a spec motor, and, you know, that's got a little more power than what the crate is. They're underpowered from what they used to be.
Now, the tracks have changed as well, adapting to the technology of the cars themselves.
You know, the cars are so advanced from what they used to be that they make so much traction now that the tracks aren't prepped like they used to be either, where they are wet and heavy and muddy, and where the big open motors could just be hammered down. And now most of the tracks around are try to get that nice slicked up black glass on them. Yeah, just a whole different ball game than what it used to be.
All right, guys, thoughts on this?
He's right when he says that the tracks nowadays are black, shiny, slicked up, you know, rubbered down. And tracks before the old days were was rubbery, or not rubbery, but tacky, sticky out there. You could walk out on that track and suck your tennis shoes right off your feet. And yeah, that's the way it used to be. And they just flat footed all the way around the track. And it was hard on motors because it was somewhere where you that power just pulling the out of the motor, you know. It's and you, they lost motors doing that too, but it was good racing, I thought anyway.
Well, I mean, and the other thing is the engines here, there he's talking about the fact of loss of power now because they switched over to the crates. And do you guys, I mean, what do you think about this? Should they do what we see in the other divisions?
Well, that's
I think they're trying to keep it competitive and even, because you know, some people can put a lot of money into a motor
that's
and
what,
start kicking everybody's butt. And these other guys just can't afford it. So
that's
this
what
way, everybody's kind of an equal thing, or trying to at least stay equal.
Yep, that's what IMC is trying to do, keep the budget down, the money-wise down, keep the competitive, equal. But before, it was whoever's got the most money wins.
I was going to say, because in the USRA...
most money wins.
Yeah, I was going to say, there you go. Because in the USRA, they're using those more powerful engines, but...
They're allowed, yeah.
But the tracks also kind of eat up some of that power as well, too, particularly if you get a tacky track that's out there.
If you get a tacky track on the USRA.
Yeah.
Most generally, those are rubbered down tracks.
I know.
And, you know, it's very seldom you see a tacky track at a USRA race. But that's to each his own, I guess.
I agree. All right, we're going to come back and talk to Zane Feaster, who's in the stock car class. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW and B1031, plus worldwide on KOW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
The famous Northern Lights Pizza Dash in Garner, home to the tasty crust which originated in Des Moines. Garner Cynics continues Northern Lights' passionate pursuit of pizza perfection using all-natural pizza sauce, fresh-cut vegetables, and 100% real cheeses. Whether you're in the mood for pizza, pasta, breadsticks, wings, or dessert, Northern Lights Pizza Dash at Garner Cynics offers delicious perfection for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Order now and get deliciousness on the go. Call 641-923-2694 or visit northernlightspizza.com.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
It's the J&A Outdoor Equipment, Riding Dirty here on Mix 107.3 and on B1031, where we spoke with Zane Feaster of the Stock Car Class. And this is kind of important, guys, because, of course, we've got the Hobo Hustle coming up.
Yep.
Going to be huge. He's in car number 343. He drives in a number of locations, including Hancock County Speedway, but that is not his home track.
Yeah, so my main focus is running Algona every week just because of work. Family owns a trucking company, which I will become the next generation owner of, so all of our semis come back on Fridays, and that makes it kind of hard for me to run at Britt. But luckily for me that I can use the same gear as I have in Algona, so say nothing gets screwed up too bad, I can just leave everything loaded up, and if we're done in time, make it over to Britt. Just like last Friday, I made it over there pretty late, but ended up making it for the feature.
It's a big misconception that all these drivers do is race. The fact is, they all have other jobs and businesses to run, and Feaster is really no exception.
Thursday works a little bit better with my scheduling. Like I said, all our semis come back on Fridays, and so we got to get everything fixed up and serviced ready to go for the next week. So that kind of takes my priority on Fridays, but I honestly love racing at Britt. I haven't raced there too much, but every time I've been there, it's been fun. I laid down the fastest lap last week, and that's been not the highest of highs so far this year, but it's been fun. But it just, Britt doesn't always work out for my work schedule.
Now, there are two classes that are growing right now. One of is the stock car class. The other is hobby stocks. And it can, along with it comes the competition level, according to Feaster.
Yeah, to be honest, I think it's getting harder to win. Everybody wants to be in the stock cars because they say it's a class that's too tough to tame. It's what everybody wants to be in. It's what everybody's happy in. You know, modifieds used to be the show of the night, and now everybody gets excited when the stock cars come out, so a lot of people want to be in a stock car. So yeah, competition definitely has gotten a lot tougher over the past couple of years.
Well, Feaster exemplifies what many drivers feel when getting out on the track. It's a true passion for the sport where there is sort of, as you would say, oil in the veins.
I get told I'm dumb for it all the time because it's a lot of money, but I enjoy the heck out of it. I love being behind the seat. You know, it's a thrill that not many people get to experience unless they have raced themselves. People think I'm crazy for it, but I love working on them in the shop. I love putting the time into it. That's the thing I enjoy the most, is just working on them.
You should have seen the nods in this room when that was going on. Feaster, by the way, got his start early. And folks, I want you to pay very close attention to what he's about to say. He actually built on a need.
When I was a little kid, ADHD, I had a need for speed, and my parents got me a go-kart, and I just loved to go fast. And when I was on that racetrack, there was times where my dad would tell me that I needed to start using the brakes, and I just wanted to go.
Sounds like somebody else I've seen on a movie. Gotta go fast, Dad. Gotta go fast.
Guys, I mean, you know, we talk about racers and all of the different facets that racers go through. Some guys just love the competition. Some guys love the thrill. Some guys just do it because it's a hobby and it's fun. Others have kind of got that burnout feeling, but they're still doing it because this is what they've always done. But in this particular case, I find this interesting. He just suddenly has a crazy fire going on in his belly.
When his dad raced, I've seen him out there with his dad just about every weekend, and he was right there with his dad working on that car. It's like that kid has been doing this for a lot of years.
So basically, he was born with that oil in his blood.
And that's interesting. I think for him, especially when you watch him race, you can tell there's a competitive edge. I mean, you see cars, okay, and you see guys like Jeff Davis and some of these other great racers that are out there, and there's that sense of being really truly competitive. And then you have the other drivers that are out there.
Yep.
I'm not shooting down those guys in any way, shape, or form. But what I am saying is, when you watch Feaster race, it's a whole different ball game. He and the car are one.
He's a young kid. He's out there, like you said, he wants to go fast, and he puts it out there and puts it all on the line.
And when you guys are around these drivers, I mean, do you see things like this going on all the time, or what do you think?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I mean, it's all depends on who you're talking with. I mean,
right.
You know, and who you're watching. It's just, like you said, some of them are got it in their blood, and they're just going, and some guys are just out there just to have some fun.
All right.
We don't want to name any names. I'm sure they're not listening.
No, of course not.
They're brothers. I'll just put it that way. They're brothers.
Yeah, they're brothers. And
in the modified class.
And the sibling rivalry is the worst.
But they come every week.
Yes.
And they drive a long ways every week to come down there. And
They don't put on a show. They just come out there just to have fun, I think. But you know, people gripe about them. But I go, you know what? These guys have a passion, too, just like anybody else. They might be older, but they have a passion. They love doing it. They might not compete as well, but they love doing it.
And I tell you what, I think now, okay, Chris, here's our time. We've got the recorder. Let's get an interview with them two gentlemen.
Should we?
Please. Yes. I want to, because I mean, you know what?
These guys are known throughout every track around here.
Yep.
And yes. I kid you not, because every
even at
year,
Boone. Even
they're
at
down
Boone.
At the Super Nationals.
People will be sitting in the stands, and they be go, oh, my God, look who's here. Look who's pulling in.
Yep.
But they're out there to have fun. I don't know what their deal is, but we're going to get an interview with them.
I guess we'll have to interview them.
You guys, that is your job next week, is to talk with those guys.
We'll get some words with them.
People, be listening in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, next couple of weeks. You're going to be hearing from the awesome Flying Hall Brothers.
No, you said their names. I wasn't going to.
And believe it or not.
See, there you go. It's already started here. The phone calls are coming in. People are upset.
Guys, I'll quit talking about you.
but it's going to be interesting to talk to them gentlemen. I've seen them race for years and years and years. They're good guys. I'm sure. Well, they're doctors.
Let's just tell it like it is. They've got the oldest chassis out there. Probably the first ones ever built. But one's a Dodge and one's a Ford.
Yep.
And they're not that competitive. But they come every week.
Well, they are the beginning. Come on now, Chris. I mean, come on, Mad Dog. You know, they do. They're competitive early, and then somebody.
They get at least a couple laps in.
Yeah.
But like you said, they're there. They love racing. They're there. You know, they're just out there to have fun, I think.
It's a release.
That's what we're going to have to do then. We're going to have to go talk.
We're going
to
find out.
What drives them.
Yeah. Okay. As news director, that's your assignment, guys. Exactly. You go after it, okay?
Let me tell you this. They are doctors at the Mayo Clinic.
I'm not going to say anything negative about it. I've never
saying,
said anything
it's
negative
crazy,
about them, okay?
Because you always talk about different people that come from different stuff. These guys are doctors, and they like racing. You know, they're...
Yeah,
so.
We're going to stay tuned for the next couple of weeks. We are going to have an interview with the Flying Hall Brothers.
I've never seen you guys grin like that in my life. All right, you're listening to the JNA Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW and B103.1. Plus, here's worldwide on KOW.com and B1031.com and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hello, this is John Erdman with Hancock County Co-op Oil in Garner. I am an ASC certified alignment technician and would be happy to help you with your car or light truck suspension needs. If your tires are wearing unevenly or your steering feels like it's pulling, it could be a sign that your vehicle is out of alignment or that it has steering or suspension parts that are wearing out. Give me a call today at 641-923-2635. I will inspect your vehicle and give you a free quote to get you back on the road safely. Hancock County Co-op Oil since 1930. 615 Highway 18 West in Garner. Call 641-923-2635 or stop in today.
When you're on the road and trouble hits, SOS is more than a call for help. It's Swear Engine Outdoor Services in Forest City. RVIA certified and ready to roll. They specialize in RV and camper maintenance, appliance fixes, and major repairs. Whether it's routine service or the unexpected, Swear Engine Outdoor Services gets you back to the vacation mode fast. So when your trip takes a turn, make an SOS call to Swear Engine Outdoor Services. Call 641-590-5117 today.
All right, you're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, and we can prove it with a number of people that call up, text in, or do all kinds of fun things here. And again, if you have questions on anything that you wanted to get answered, maybe from a driver or otherwise, you can text us at 828-MIX-KIOW. That's 828-649-5469. Okay, we've got the Hobo Hustle, which is coming up. This is going to be on Friday. Stock car special, big one, big payouts. They've got all kinds of things that are going on during that time frame, and I think it's going to be one of the biggest nights you're going to ever find. The IMCA modifieds are out there, the sport mods, the stock cars, the hobby stocks, even the HCS Outlaw hobby stocks are out there, and that's a group that has really started to become super competitive right now.
And one thing else, we want to thank Nutrien Ag Solutions for sponsoring that night also.
Yeah, that is, it's huge because it makes that payout much bigger.
Yep.
All right, and we've also got the Gold Rush Showdown. If you can't make it out, it'll be on the 20th. Again, all the classes will be out there as well, too. And again, big payouts. Due to the constraints of time, let's go to a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103, worldwide on KOW.com and on Facebook.
Exmark Mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at J&A Outdoor Equipment.com.
It's showtime at the Brit Bar and Grill. Open mic night is the second Tuesday of every month at 8 o'clock, and trivia nights are the third Thursday of every month. See our Facebook page for other upcoming events or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center. Call 641-843-4275. Go Eagles!
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Rock your party with the best sound around. B&B Sound and Lights DJ Service, providing quality entertainment and music for over 20 years. For weddings, reunions, or any special event, give Brad or Brendan a call at 641-251-1761.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there for when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
We are back with with the J&A Outdoor Equipment, Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt. Mad Dog, give us the numbers on who won.
All right, I'm going to tell you straight off, we're going to start off with the best race of the night, which we already talked about at the beginning of the race, which was the Outlaw Hobby Stocks. Your winner, of course, was Joshua Munson from Clear Lake. Second was Tanner Green from Hampton. And our third place finisher was Brandon Schreier from Garner. And they were within milliseconds of
yes,
each other.
Yes, very, very good race.
Amidst the smoke, yep. Obviously, yes, which I still can't figure out. How can you come up with 1/100ths of a second if it was that foggy out there? But then, you know, oh, well, they've got their ways. What else you got?
I got on the hobby stocks. Our top three were Brandon Nielsen, and second was Josh Seidels, and third, Jade Lang.
That was a pretty good race, too. Those top three guys are battling out pretty good.
All right, and we get still more race results.
Yeah, I'm pending here.
Okay,
that's
amazing.
You guys keep talking.
All right, we'll keep talking here.
You're pending all the time here.
Oh my gosh, this is just.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, in the sport mods, our top three was Jacob Tackney.
Yep, I believe that's right.
Okay, from Burt, and then second was Alec Fett, and third was our big sport mod nationals winner Matthew Luft.
Yep, Mr. Loof.
Mr. Loof.
Who's been racing well as of late?
He's been.
He's got a good engine. It looks like he's getting the setup right and everything else out there, which is always fun to see.
The Fat Boys are struggling just a little bit so far this year, but they're coming on. They're getting better and better.
All right, in our stock car class, here we go.
I remember.
Because. All right, I'll just go right. Our top three, Kelly Shryock. Second place, Troy Jarovitz. And third, Parker Slagle.
Yep.
All right, so give the lowdown here because you got, you know.
Okay, here we go. Well, I'll tell you what.
Kelly was, he
Mr.
was just.
Mr. Shryock pulled off a double. He won the stock cars and the modifieds.
Yep. But so, in the stock car class, he was just, nobody could touch him.
Yep.
Just smooth as glass. I mean, he was just, but second, third, and fourth place, that was all a good race. But Kelly was just, you know, I don't know how he does it, but every time he put that car anywhere on that track he wants
yep.
to,
yep.
and it's just right to the track, just stuck.
So, yeah, our feature winner for the modifieds, Kelly Shryock, second place with Jeremy Mills, and third, our favorite, Jerry Flippo.
Mr. Flippo.
Just because I like to say Flippo all the time. Flippo! And Nick Meyer got fourth, our interviewee
yep.
tonight.
All right.
So, good luck to all you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you'll see some of these same guys out there, too.
You're going to see a really good stock car show tomorrow
night. Oh, yeah.
I think there's going to be. I think we're going to have a very good car count. I'm not going to give a number out this time, but I think you're going to see a good number of cars out
Come
there
on.
Because of the payout. That's one of the biggest reasons.
Yeah, because it's the biggest payout in the neighborhood,
yep.
basically.
Yep, yep.
So everybody wants to get out there and be a part of that, obviously, because where the numbers are, that's where you're going to find the numbers of drivers.
Well, especially, well, you know, $200 just to make the show. That's
right.
That's
it,
pretty good pay, right?
Otherwise,
just to make
$5 just for
right.
$12
on down is like $75 or something like that, usually.
Usually.
Something like that. I don't know for sure. I'd have to see the payout sheet. But it's not near as good as this.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up Friday night. We'll have the hot laps at 6?
7.
7.
And racing following immediately after.
Yep.
Yep. And that's going to be, it's going to be huge, and I hope everybody can make it out there and be a part of it because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because if you missed last week's, you don't want to miss this week.
Oh, that's
gosh.
Right.
No, you don't.
I tell you what.
If you do, we're going to rub it in. At the next our next show next Thursday, we're just going to rub it into you about what you missed.
I tell you what, if you like racing, I would say come to the Hancock County Speedway because I haven't seen better racing at any of our other local tracks in a long time. This track here is coming around so good. And
so good. So good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you got to give
it. Sorry, I was thinking of a song there. My bad.
Dude has been doing an incredible job with that track.
Dude and the whole crew out there, the guys.
Hats off to them guys.
They are doing an excellent job, and that track is smooth and it's fast and it's very, very good. And the racing is, as far as I'm concerned, second to none.
All right.
So
there you go.
See you out there tomorrow night.
Yes. Yes. Make it out and get ready to just be on the edge of your seat all night long, particularly when it comes to the stocks and the mods. You can throw the hobbies in there as well, too.
The hobbies have been getting, that's been the best race.
It's been unreal out there.
Yeah.
Because the real competitive there is the. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just thinking. I bet when you look at the times between cars and how closely spaced some of these cars are, it's just crazy, absolutely crazy.
And when you see four wide going around the corner, four wide, that's something it's basically unheard of. But I mean, you see it out there at Hancock County Speedway all the time. The racing is just phenomenal out there.
Our thanks to Nick Meyer, also to Zane Feaster. We'll hear more from Zane a little bit later on in the year, but certainly we look forward to him. And he, I'm sure, probably wants to win that stock car class as well, too. So who knows what might happen with that.
I am pretty sure that he will probably be there for tomorrow night for that 2000 to win.
Definitely.
And he said that he will probably most likely be there for the fair race. That's on a Tuesday night, so he said, I'm definitely going to be there for that. But the other ones, he says it's kind of hard for him. But he came in late last Friday night, but he made the show, and so he did all right. He had a couple little screw-ups here and there, but everybody does.
On that track, it can happen more often than you care to imagine.
I had the little slide around in the dry slick spot there in the middle off of 1-2.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us. A busy day, but we will expect the doctors to be on in future shows along with Mr. Feaster. And we're going to try to get the winners as well, too, and their reaction to the racing as well, too. So you guys got some work cut out for you.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to this.
We're going to try and get you more live and uncut stuff. Well, uncut to a point.
We only take out the clean words. We leave the rest of the stuff in.
Mel, you got anything to say?
That's live radio. That's all I'm saying. The uncut and cut. It's just live radio, guys.
I had to get Mel in here at least.
We haven't heard from him all night long.
That's because you told him to shut up.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Mel.
You bet.
The always talkative Mel Balsley. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt. Live on KIOW B103 Plus worldwide on KIOW.com and on B1031.com and on Facebook.
Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor was brought to you by these great sponsors. Our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment, plus these great sponsors, Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Sense Seed and Services, and the Britt Bar and Grill. Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, Thursday nights at 5:30 on KIOW and B103.